previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Loving this Thursday, eh? It's a vibe.
You know what? It's exactly the kind of Thursday that you need just before a Friday. Cool people, fun things, just, it's amazing. And then, of course, a little bit of a throwback as well.
You know what? I just wanted us to say goodbye to October properly.
Yeah, and you've done it. You've absolutely done it.
I hate to leave a month behind without, you know, just...
A proper goodbye.
You know, for Stanya. And then Saturday, was it the first? Saturday the 1st of November?
That's right.
And it's, you know, it's summer vibes. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bit of a summer rainstorm. Thank you very much, universe. Now everything makes sense in my life again. because when I moved up from the coast to Johannesburg, that's one of the first things that got me was the afternoon thunderstorms.
Love it. My favorite.
And that smell on the tar.
Yes. And of the wet sand as well. And then it just disappears and then the sun comes out and then everything is right in the world again. It's wonderful.
And that smell is called petifer.
Yes. I didn't know that actually.
Well, all Joburgers know that.
No.
Petifer. I've never heard that before. Petifer.
Yeah, I think. I researched that a number of years ago. Gentlemen, oh my soul, Liquid Deep, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Razor, Zion, what a pleasure to meet you. It's like we know you because you, and also, where have you been?
Yeah.
Let's just stop. You're like, in my life, I'm jamming to the vibe. South Africa is loving it. And then, where were you?
We liquidated. Obviously.
Good answer.
No, we've been around. I mean, our music, I think we've been... even off stage, we've been listening, and you guys have been supporting our music.
And we appreciate it.
Yes.
We haven't stopped playing it.
So we've been together, I think, throughout the time.
But somehow you're putting your hands up and says, hey, listen, it's time for Liquid Deep to be all over the place again. You want to be more prominent? You want to gig some more new music?
Yeah, eventually. I think we've been speaking for the last 3 to 4 years now on... What would it look like if we were to come back? How would it feel? We got the opportunity last year to perform at the Sama's, I think it was the 30-year celebration.
Yeah.
And that was the first time we were on stage together in over a decade.
Yeah,
wow.
You know? And I think that experience sparked what's happening now to be like, oh, that felt nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we, you know, maybe try to take it a bit more. You know, let's get our feet wet again and see what happens.
Why did you stop kind of doing it for a while anyway? Because you were so hot in the scene. Mm-hmm. Everyone was loving you. Was it too much of everything?
I personally had to, like, attend to personal matters. Okay. But even before we went mainstream... which also has its own story. Music just happened. We used to do music, but things just blew up and we didn't prepare for that. So when Liquid Deep was in the public space, I kind of had a chat with Zion that, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this like long streak, like all the years, because I had friends who were in music. And I knew how hectic it gets. You know, you get to travel, you get to do a whole lot of things, which I like. I like playing music, I like making music, I like performing. But I needed a bit of a break.
Did the mainstream, because I think it happens to a lot of bands, songwriters and stuff, they start out with a certain idea in their head, they produce certain music. And when you've got a mainstream hit... There's more expectation now.
Mm-hmm.
People come along that haven't been there before that might not understand your music.
Yeah.
And that puts different pressure on you.
Is
that
definitely what you felt? I think at that time we did feel that type of pressure. But we didn't really let it get to us too much. I think it was more so just industry life, tour life. You know, I think it was those things that I think started to take a little bit of a toll on both of us, but definitely my brother. So I always say to people, it's okay. It's we live in a society where everything is supposed to be microwaved and fast paced and let's get it as quickly as we can. It's okay to take a breather, take a break, reflect, refresh, you know, gain more experience in life so that you have more things to talk about and share and give. And I hope that we are a testament to that. It's okay to step back at times, even when people may not understand, mm-hmm. especially if it's something that's going to work for you. You know,
I think people can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
there are those times where it's needed. You know, mm-hmm. just to clear your head and get into the right space. You know,
true.
You know what? You were so part. I mean, was it 20? When was Fairy Tale?
2009. It dropped 2009. The first
2009.
Time.
Man, mm-hmm. you were all over my timeline at the time. I mean, and in our faces.
Facebook
in
days.
In our faces, in our shopping yes. centers. I remember walking through the shop singing out loud, like with no scum, no, because it was a jam and people around you would also be enjoying and singing out loud. It was one of those really bringing people together
yes.
kind of songs. It doesn't matter where you
one
were.
One of the best, you know, my mother passed away in July this year. One of the best things that ever happened to me with her was she didn't know that we had a song on radio. My mother, when it came out, she didn't know because she didn't really listen to. Liked gospel music, right? Yes. So she listened to other music. So she didn't. She wasn't into house. So she was at the mall one day, and she was walking past Musica.
Yeah,
remember when it was still around? Do you guys remember that show?
Musica.
Of course. She was walking past Musica, and she was like, "This voice is familiar. There's something familiar about this voice." She got home, and she was like, "You know, I heard this song, and I know it was you, but I just need to make sure. Was that you?"
Oh,
I was like,
"Oh
man!"
Then I was like, "Yeah, mom. You know, that's our new song that's on a radio station right now."
I am so glad. That
so
you
the
guys...
first plaque that she got, that we got, mm-hmm. she has. I don't even have it. It's in storage with her somewhere. Yeah. So
I love that. Very now, California Girls on Jacaranda FM. It's a Thursday and it's a vibe. Let me tell you something. It is Kwart voor 'n Vrydag and jy weet it. Our special guest on the show right now, Liquid Deep. They made an announcement on social media a little while ago that they're back, baby.
Yes, who's back?
Yes, sir.
Liquid Deep.
Yes, yes, man. And you know what? Guys, thanks for joining us once again. We relaunched our slogan for the station, and when I think about it, it's called your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM. And man, when I hear your vibes, it's feel good because obviously it takes you back to a time and a sound. Especially Fairy Tale went all over. I love you guys so much. I love the sound, but I was also annoyed by it.
Because
I started a band right about the same time in 2009, and then we ended up on what do you call the hit parades and things all over the place. Damn, Fairy Tale.
Yeah.
It was. What sound were you going for when you started out? We spoke about it just now.
So. We are deep house heads at heart.
Yeah.
But it didn't turn out that way at all.
It wasn't deep enough for the heads.
We call it cheese. Fairy Tale was a block of just cheese.
Cheddar.
Just big,
cheese.
Mature cheddar.
Right.
Yes. So what's next now? What kind of sound? What vibe are we looking forward to?
Like sound is just that, hey? It's just sound that we feel when we're in studio that it makes sense to how we are feeling at that time or the message that we're trying to go for. Because both have to make sense. Like the words, the lyrics, the sound, you know, the structure, they all complement one another.
And when, so, what are you releasing?
What are we releasing or when?
Yes.
Both that in the near future.
That's not good enough.
That's very cryptic, hey?
You got us all excited.
Yeah. I mean, the future can be tomorrow.
The future could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why are you being so cryptic, though, guys?
No. Get it out of them.
We don't have like a specific date, but we are working.
We are.
If that's the main question, we're definitely working. Yeah, yes. For sure. But we're not chasing. We're not chasing a trend or
when
anything.
When food
like
is ready, it's gonna be dished.
Do you know what? I'm picking up from them as well. There's a very deep zen quality to them. They're like, you don't have to rush anything. You can always just take your time. It's very deep house heady. It's very zen.
Fairy tale song by them. So, guys, we are excited that you're back on the scene. We are excited to hear new material from you. And we're very excited about the performance today. We're not the only ones. Thank you very much, everybody,
who
came in for a
real
good Thursday experience.
Hey, guys.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.